eagerly await being able to face a rookie who you know his head's kind of going to be swimming a little bit?
Yeah, you always hope when a rookie come in, he's willing to perform like a rookie. As a veteran player, you know, you always hope for that, but at the same time, can't count on it. You know, you may have a rare guy come in, guy who's capable of holding his own, you know, against top quality opponents. And that's the way we have to prepare. We have to prepare like, you know, he's going to be a top quarterback, but we're still aware that he's a rookie. So, you know, we're going to put that in play.
You as okay as you can be with your role.
Yeah. I knew that was coming up, but yeah.
It's a transition.
I played it all before. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have to just do what you can do. And I can do that job, so I'm not really worried about it too much.
Last time we talked about that in Tampa, you had mentioned that, you know, the final word hadn't been written on that yet and that you will, you know, continue to work as though you're a starter and maybe get your job back.
No doubt about it, and I'm continuing to do that. Because at the end of the day, we have games to play, you know, so I can't really focus on that. The only thing I can focus on right now is Philly and my role in Philly. So I'm going to focus on that the best I can and try to get a W.
Come on, you know, obviously, you mentioned now you're facing a rookie. You want to make him feel like a rookie. But for you guys on the defensive side of the ball, you've got some rookies as well.
We do.
How do you feel that has, you know, kind of come together? I mean, most of them are in front of you, but, you know, from your perspective as a veteran, how do you think that's coming together with all the young guys?
You know what? The good thing about, you know, when you have a lot of young guys, you have a lot of guys who's eager to learn. So those guys have really been focused in on what we're trying to do, on the game plan and everything. So that's the great thing about having rookies. Like, you know, they're going to do whatever you tell them to do. Yeah, they're gonna do exactly what you tell them to do. So that's always a good thing.
Are they going to be in three wides a lot? In other words, will you be on the field a lot in the nickel?
I hope so. But I think they run their share of three receivers. And I'll be in then. And until then, I'll be helping my teammates, you know, while they're on the field. So, you know, I'm going to do what I can so we can win.
You're listed as a punt returner. Are you going to be returning punts?
Man, y'all ain't sold me in my earlier days, man.
I'm serious, you're down.
Y'all ain't sold me in my earlier days, man. I can return, man.
Yeah.
I can return, yeah.
You'd be happy to go out and do it again?
No doubt about it.
You looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am, actually. I actually used to love punt return. Actually, you're actually able to feed off it in the other parts of the game, so if your game is going kind of slow at corner, you get in that punt return, get a good return, kind of give you a lift at your position too. So I actually like the position.
Why would you like returning punts when you're standing up in the sky and you got five guys coming down ready to take your head off and you're not looking at them?
It's nothing like it. I like to live on the edge, man. I like to live on the edge.